At present, there are around 120,000 people with Alzheimer's disease in the Czech Republic. Health experts say that they expect that number to quadruple in the next 40 years as the average life expectancy grows and the population ages, making it a serious social and health problem. This week, the government asked four Czech ministries to produce a comprehensive long-term strategy aimed at making life easier both for Alzheimer's sufferers and their families. Daniela Lazarova has more.
Alzheimer's disease is the most common cause of dementia among older people, an irreversible progressive brain disease. It slowly destroys memory and thinking skills, and eventually even the ability to carry out the simplest daily tasks, leaving sufferers totally dependent on others. Statistics suggest that it affects 10% of people between the age of 80 and 85, and 30% of people 10 years older. Social Affairs Minister Jaromír Drábek said this is something society must prepare to deal with.
Alzheimer's disease is not something people are widely acquainted with at present, but in the coming years and decades it will be a phenomenon we will be hearing more of, and more people will be touched by it. Therefore, the government has asked the Ministries of Health, Social Affairs, Education and Justice to produce a comprehensive long-term strategy which would help both sufferers and caregivers, of whom we are told 80% suffer from depression.
The government's so-called Plan Alzheimer is to assess the current situation, including available health care, both in terms of diagnostics, treatment and nursing homes, the social network in place to help relatives and caregivers, and the legal aspects involved in getting someone close to the sufferer to represent them when they're no longer able to manage their own affairs. Eva Holmerová, head of the Czech Alzheimer Society, says help is sorely needed and more money for research could go a long way.
Alzheimer's disease is, as you know, incurable, but its progress can be slowed down, and that is why it is important to put more money into research. It has been ascertained that damage to the brain begins as many as 10 to 20 years before any problems are evident, and if hypothetically we could delay the first symptoms for a period of 5 years, the number of sufferers would be halved. Currently, Alzheimer's researchers in the Czech Republic get a mere 5% of the money allotted to cardiovascular diseases or cancer research, that is 20 times less.
Alzheimer's societies around the world are calling for action. Alzheimer Disease International recently urged the WHO to make dementia a world priority, saying that it poses the most significant health and social crisis of the century. Campaigners argue that any money spent now will be saved in the future by decreasing the disease burden.
Many thanks to Daniela Lazarová.